WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. Make sure to check us live streaming on live and tune in 365, Apple Podcasts, and of course Spotify. I'm your host for tonight, Jalen Brooks, as usual, as always. And I got my co-host with me. I got Tanner Thompson.
What up?
Connor Rolls.
Hello, hello.
And Evan Cisneros.
How are you doing?
We're all doing pretty well. Well, we're back on our part two of, you know, free agency and reporting on rumors and just kind of just hanging in there. So like per usual, this is going to be more of a jazz session. So we're just going to...
A jazz session.
We're back.
Yeah, you know, keep it nice and chill, laid back. Just a casual barbershop conversation, I feel like now. But before we get into that, Connor, you had your playoff game. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? You came in here hot.
Yeah.
You know, the playoff game started at 5:30. Just sprinted over here so I could make the show. We won by 20. A good, nice...
Sprinted to his car.
To my car, not sprinted to the station.
Sprint from the rec center to here.
That's an athlete right
there. Yeah. Sprinted to my car, hopped in, drove about a minute, and then...
We're getting real in-depth here.
We got a smooth 20-point dub. So it was good. I had a smooth 13 points.
13? Okay.
13. I think it was 9 rebounds and 3 assists.
Almost a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
How many minutes? Did you start?
Yeah, I started. I think I played around 40-minute games. I would say I played 25, 30 minutes.
Okay. So we got is your coach Tom Thibodeau? You're out there for that's a long time.
I know. I mean, the guys we were playing were pretty small, so it was kind of just baby food. Barbecue chicken down there.
They needed Connor out there.
Mind you, everybody, I am 6'3", 250.
What are we doing, man?
Come on.
Time out. Before the show went live, we actually were on the topic of height, and he said 6'2", or 6'3".
I said 6'2", and a half, 6'3".
Okay.
It's grown every time. No, I'm just playing.
I'm not.
You're taller than me, and I think I'm 6'2", and a half.
He said you were taller than him, though.
Yeah, you are taller than me.
I'm taller than you?
Yeah. We measured that.
Did we? I forget.
I've said this before, but what kind of sucks is I'm normally, like, again, I'm 6'2", 220, and I'm normally a pretty big guy, but now I do a show with Connor and Jalen, who are both north. Who knows how tall Connor is, but I'm guessing you're both north of 6'2", and still heavier than me, man. It sucks.
I mean, hey.
It's honestly a great feeling, looking down on people.
Honestly, I was thinking about the other day, and like, have you guys seen that trend of like, you know, that TikTok trend of like where you put your phone up like to your height and then you look down through your camera lens?
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
I did it the other day, and it tripped me out. I was like, this is how people view me?
What really tripped me out is I took a picture last year of just like our friends and stuff, and I didn't realize my head is over the refrigerator. So I was like, oh, that's a little scary.
So you're saying your fridge is taller than you? Is
that right? No, I'm taller than my fridge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I
think I'm taller than my fridge as well.
All right, come on.
I may just have a short fridge, but...
A mini fridge?
No, it's a normal fridge. Okay. It's actually a new fridge, mind you.
Okay, moving on up.
Balling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subtle flex.
Yeah.
Oh, we're clapping?
Oh, that was just a solo clap. Okay, I'm just by myself on that one.
Let's.
All right, well, on that notice, let me go ahead and pivot back to the NFL conversation. So we might as well get on topic by starting with some of the recent rumors out there, some of the big things floating around in the news world, I guess, of the NFL. Let me start with the hottest news, in my opinion. Baby Gronk is retiring from football.
Oh my gosh.
That's
is that actually true?
Yeah. I don't know. He posted the video. Yeah.
Really?
He posted the video saying he's done from football.
That's got to be his dad, right?
No, well, I kind of feel bad for Baby Gronk because like you said, his dad is just
his dad was constantly shoving him into some version of limelight because he just wanted the attention, I think. That's the vibe that I got. You see what Will Compton was saying, the Bustin' with the Boys got the podcast with him and Taylor Lewan. He was saying that his dad, or Baby Gronk's dad, excuse me, would reach out to the show constantly and beg them to have him on. And Will Compton has said before they didn't really mess with just kind of the whole thing because he felt that it was a little weird that his dad was trying to push his kid, who's obviously young, into the spotlight. But wow, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and in that video, he literally says, my dad his dumb. He literally says,
really?
It's because of my dad.
Oh my God. That's insane.
It's too much pressure. It's because of my dad.
That's crazy.
And then he literally just walks into like the sun.
Dude, into the sun?
Into the sun?
I mean, like, you know, into the, like,
into the horizon?
Yeah, that's what
gotcha.
I
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if it
not,
was the sun.
Not the sun.
Not the actual sun. I don't. I think it might be a little too hot for him to do that. If I had to take an educated guess.
A little far away.
All right, so moving back to actual NFL news, let's go ahead and talk about Justin Fields a little bit. We're picking up some steam on these Justin Fields rumors. There's a little bit of noise being said that he's the favorite to go end up on the Steelers, but I've also
the Steelers
reports that he's most likely to end up in his hometown, Atlanta, Georgia.
So. I would love to see him in Atlanta. Now, I think the thing I would love to see the most is them trade down. You got Justin Fields, DJ Moore, and Marvin Harrison Jr. I think, and with Cole Kmet at the tight end, I think that offense is destined for greatness.
Who do you want them to trade down to if they want to get Marvin Harrison Jr.? Are you saying they trade down from 9 or they trade
from
down
one, from 1?
Okay, so where do you want
them to? I would say, I mean.
Because Marvin Harrison, good chance he still goes top 5.
Oh, no, I'm not saying trade down like below 5. I'm just saying, like, you know, if Washington really wants Caleb Williams that bad, they played their cards way too early with getting Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
They're doing so much with the whole Caleb Williams and all the USC stuff. So I feel like they played their cards a little too early where we know they want him that bad. And, you know, if Chicago can get a haul from Washington, that would be ideal. And then you could take Marvin Harrison. You could the Patriots trade up to 1.
True.
Which would be interesting.
I think a very likely scenario, just for the sake of all the quarterbacks that are in circulation, is Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. then, obviously, if those two things happen, the Bears probably trade down. Then you go with probably Caleb Williams in Washington, Drake May in New England, and who's left on – who's that
Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels, but I'm just thinking about the teams that's in that 3 or 4 spot.
The Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Chargers.
Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
Giants would totally.
Giants are 4.
Dude, Brian Daboll would be licking his chops to get Jaden Daniels on his football team, I think.
Licking his chops.
Yes. They officially said, his GM came out, I think they had their press conference yesterday, that Daniel Jones is their quarterback for the future, and they're standing by Daniel Jones. However, Jaden Daniels just finished up his pre-draft meeting with the Giants. So kind of interesting that
happened after they said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So kind of interesting, like, how the GM said that, and then they're still checking out, like you said, Jaden Daniels and some other prospects.
I think it would be a mistake. 1,000% a mistake if the Giants stick with Daniel Jones. I mean, if there's a quarterback on the board and they have a chance to go get up for a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, or Drake May, I think he should. Or maybe even just get like a J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, and Bo Nix down later in the draft. I just think Daniel, you know what Daniel Jones is capable of. It's nothing special.
See, my thing on Daniel Jones is, not to cut you off.
No, you're good.
My thing on Daniel Jones is I think a lot of people in that organization think he just can't stay healthy, so they actually can't evaluate him. I mean, aside from the turnovers, because he has a big turnover issue. But
turnovers,
I mean,
and that guy can't hang in the pocket, but sorry, keep going.
But it's also to that credit, like to what we were saying, like, I mean, they have struggled, I mean, when it comes to drafting offensive line. I know Andrew Thomas was pretty good, but Evan Neal has struggled.
Yeah.
And
that one's kind of a bummer. I was really hoping he would pan out.
Andrew Thomas was the same as Evan Neal his first year. Andrew Thomas was not good his first year.
What about his second year, though?
Yeah, he bounced
that
back.
That is true.
Yeah.
And that's a big
difference. Did bounce back. Evan Neal has yet. I think Evan Neal will come along.
I hope he does. It's looking grim, though, man.
It is. I will agree. It is
that
looking.
That comment he made about, which also I think it was taken a little bit out of hand. You know how we talked about Philly media and New York media taking things and making it a little bit extra. But, I mean, it was a quote that I don't think most New York fans are going to take lightly to. Like, it doesn't embody, like, the culture that they want for their team. Like, I mean, I guess it doesn't, because he basically was calling the fans sheep. Like,
I remember that.
He was
that.
Like, the Lions don't concern themselves with sheep, because talking about all the, like,
that's
negative
hilarious
reviews he was getting. But that being said, to wrap up my point, if I'm the Giants and if I'm up this high in the draft, next year's QB class is not that good.
Yeah.
So that kind of worries me. But, I mean, hey, if you still think there's any chance that this might be your guy, I think you have to take a offensive tackle here, and I think you have to come around in the second round, because I think – do they have multiple second rounds? I don't know if they do or not, but I, like we talked about, this draft class is so deep at wide receiver, I think they can still find some weapons later in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they gotta get a lock, and I think they have two great options that are first round, like, locks. I mean just day one starters with Joe Alt, and I can't say that guy's name from Penn State, but
Olufoshanu.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanner, because I couldn't get that.
It's right.
But also, just real quick, I want to go back to that Justin Fields rule thing. I don't know if you guys saw Peter King, who just recently retired, so happy retirement to Peter King.
Oh, wow.
He's done a lot of work.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But obviously someone who's been around the NFL just spear a long time. I don't even know if that's the right word. NFL spear. NFL. And, you know, NFL
vibe.
Yeah. No.
I'm just trying to make it worse for you. That's all. Yeah. Trying to throw you off the right track.
I was trying to. Yeah, you did. Gosh, I'm so flustered now. But no, it's just pretty much, he's been someone who's been around the NFL locker room and knows his way with general managers and people in front office. And he's the one that actually broke the news a little bit beforehand, or hinted at that the Chicago Bears would be trading with the Panthers last year. So now this year, and his last article that he wrote in his newspaper, I forget what it's called, but he pretty much hinted at he's not for sure, but he's, from what he's been told, that the Bears are going to trade this number one pick. Wow. They're going to trade down multiple times.
Good for that, man. Good for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm glad he gets another shot.
I mean, like, I want to bring that up just because if you're the Bears and that's true, and they do think about moving down multiple times, which they kind of did last year.
Right.
And you saw how that worked out. It did kind of better their team, especially after that Montez Sweat trade. I think they ended the last 8 games 5-8 with their wins after that trade.
They did finish the season really good.
Yeah.
I think they had the top scoring defense too. They had one of the top scoring defense after that Montez Sweat trade. So with that defense, with those pieces, if you do trade back, where do you go from there?
If you do trade back, where do you go from there?
We know they need a wide receiver because Darnell Mooney, he's shown flashes as just, I guess, really a deep threat. He's the little speed guy.
A little speed guy.
I mean, he is petite.
Wow. You made it so much worse.
Yeah, I thought you were going to. Okay, never mind. Keep going.
But he's fast. He can definitely get downfield.
It depends on their pick, man. But if I'm Chicago, I don't know if I'm taking receiver.
I would.
If I'm trading down, like, you're talking about the spot they trade down from one, assuming that's in, like, the top five area.
I think if anything they do trade down, it'd be from, like, one to, like,
you need
seven.
To be high. Yeah, because like there's some teams in that range that are going
to want. I think it would be one to two. I think that's the first trade they do.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, because there's a lot of smoke around that, Caleb Williams and the Commanders, I think that's something to pay attention to.
Yeah.
But also, the Falcons, like, of course, if they get, like, Justin Fields, I think that's something you could probably – not Justin Fields, I'm sorry. If they don't, then that's something you could, like, keep an eye on.
Right. Who's the OC in Washington now?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you know who is assistant OC?
Who?
Brian Johnson.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's amazing.
Good
great
for him.
To see.
I mean, it's
moving
great for
down in the world.
Fan, but, yeah. I still think he got a little bit of the raw steak.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, at the same time, his offense was pretty hard to watch day in and day out.
Nick Sirianni's is worse, unfortunately.
No, oh, I know.
No debate there.
But
at what point do y'all think that's – do you think there's enough is enough in Philly and Nick Sirianni's out of there?
Well, I really think it's the media, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, I think the media is – like, we saw it with A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown had to come on air and say, everything is fine. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So the media always creates, like, this different kind of stories and stuff.
Right. But, I mean, you end this past season – with five straight losses,
terrible.
Five out of six, something like that.
Yeah.
You have that, and I'm not going to lie to you, based off of that happening, I mean, is the team going to improve in this offseason?
I sure hope so.
I do think so because of the coaching.
Howie Roseman has said he's being super aggressive this offseason, which usually every offseason is pretty
is. He's pretty aggressive
he's
every
always
offseason.
Aggressive.
Yeah, I won't lie. He's pretty relentless. But I will say, I think the team will come back a little bit better. I think there's more clarity now, and I think a lot of these players really respect some of the coordinators coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Vic Fangio, and especially now that you have, like, you can actually work with Vic Fangio to get players to build to help your scheme instead of, like, waiting so late in that, the season, finding a coordinator and then not having, you know.
Right. That offensive scheme is going to have to get some serious change.
Oh, you know? No.
Serious change.
Kellen Moore is going to do wonders for me.
I think.
I don't know. He's my thing with Kellen Moore, he's worked with really good quarterbacks and really good offenses. You know what I mean?
So is Jalen Hurts just not a good quarterback, apparently?
What? That's not at all.
I think you're misreading what he said.
No, but he said, like, he's worked with great quarterbacks. So, like, this season, I don't know how he's going to do. I mean, like,
I think he was saying.
I'm saying he's worked with really good quarterbacks before and still been unsuccessful in the postseason, especially.
Well, postseason, yes, but, I mean, okay, let's think about it. With the Cowboys, haven't been successful before that OC and after. So it's the same.
So he didn't help at all.
He didn't help at all, but it's the Cowboys in general. Like, the head coach, Mike McCarthy. You really think Mike McCarthy is a proven loser in the playoffs?
You literally say, right. You think Mike McCarthy's the answer?
And then before that, you had, what's the guy that always clapped? I forget his
Garrett.
Name.
Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett. That's right. Thank you, Evan. Jason Garrett, again, who's a proven loser. So, like, if you want to hire a good head coach who can actually lead men, then I will be like, okay.
I see what you're saying, but I think the point should still stand. Like, don't get me wrong, you have the argument of the, oh, you know, the head coach is bad. But still, if that offense is playing bad, that still falls in the OC. Okay. I don't care who your head coach is. If your offense can't get it done late in the game, that still falls on the OC, no matter what.
Okay, and then let me tell you about the Chargers this year.
Right.
No Mike Williams. Austin Eckler is on a not a broken knee, but, like, he can run 13 miles per hour now. He's washed. He's done. You had no Justin Herbert for, like, almost half the season. The team was riddled with injuries, and you had Brandon Staley as the head coach. Again, a proven loser who blew a 27-point lead before Kellen Moore got there. So, right. I mean, still, they still haven't proven anything. I'm just saying, like, I think Kellen Moore is going to be much better than Brian Johnson.
Fair enough. I mean, better than Brian Johnson you can have, but all I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised if that offense gets stagnant again next season, like it did for this one.
The only thing that I worry about is the run. He hasn't, like, when the offense he's controlled, the run game hasn't been, like, the most important thing. But, I mean, right. When you have Jeff Stoutland as the run game coordinator, I think they could come together. They can develop a plan. And plus, you know, if you don't run the ball, there's going to be Philly fans just chanting "run the ball" every time. So,
right,
I think
waiting outside your office, right?
When you get back. So, like, literally. I think Kellen Moore will do extremely well with the weapons he has, with AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts. If you re-sign DeAndre Swift, or if you just get another running back like they have done, and Dallas Goedert, I think this offense will be good.
I see what you're saying. I mean, even for me, dude, this may be a bad take just because of recency. I think that there's a pretty good chance that Dave Canales is a better offensive coach than Kellen Moore. I believe that. And I think, honestly, I think that from a pretty objective point of view, from the past 2 years specifically. But even then, dude, I'm not that confident. And especially a one-year turnaround. And, well, for me, you know, in Dave Canales' situation, he's becoming the head coach. Everything. It's changed from the top down. I would still be worried with Philly that there is not change from there's not change from the top down, and obviously Kellen Moore is going to help, you know, overall. And he's a guy who's had the keys handed to him on offense, which is big for Philly, because I don't think Sirianni should be involved in the offense whatsoever, and I think we'll all agree on that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think he's going to do exceptionally well. I think it's a very bold take.
I just know
that's all.
Before Brian Johnson, we were one of the top offenses in the NFL. Jalen Hurts was one of the top. He was in conversation for one of the top quarterbacks. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
With Shane Steichen on your team.
With Shane Steichen, yes.
He's a really good offensive
Exactly. I don't think we're going to be Shane Steichen good, but we're not going to be Brian Johnson bad.
Fair enough.
During the games, there was no targets throughout the middle of the field. There was no in the mid, like, between the hashes, there was nothing going on right there.
Right.
Kellen Moore, if you look at the route tree from Keenan Allen, all that kind of stuff, it's almost all in the middle of the field. So with the motions, which we were bottom of the league in, now we're going to be top of the league.
True.
Our offense is not going to be just slants, curls, or goes, which I'm happy for.
It's going to test Hurts' ability to throw over the middle of the field.
He can throw from the middle of the field.
2 years ago, he really wasn't throwing it over the middle of the field that much because you were facing man a lot, and he was throwing those goes and, again, those slants. When I'm talking throwing over the field in my head, I'm talking about finding
zone.
An empty spot in zone, because that's what you – that's, you know, you can throw over the middle of the field in man. You know what I mean? They're going to – if they beat their guy, they beat their guy. Zone is about finding the spot, and that's something that honestly has been a weakness in Jalen Hurts' game. But if he can do that efficiently next season, then the Eagles get really good fast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and just to add on there, Brandon Staley, former Chargers head coach, now finds himself as the top leading candidate for defensive coordinators for the 49ers.
Please, I need it. Oh, wow. I need it, 49ers. Please hire Brandon Staley.
I know.
Oh, he could be a pretty good DC, man.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, hey, after based on last season, it's kind of hard to tell.
Please hire Brandon Staley.
If there's any place that can make a redemption story, especially also, I just want to say, it's very interesting that you decided to move on from Steve Wilkes and then hire Brandon Staley as a replacement.
It's very funny. I agree. It's like, okay, you're going to fire the guy that held Patrick Mahomes to, 19 points in the regulation, and you're not going to worry about, like, Kyle Shanahan, who can't score, or, you know, even worry about the players who can't get open. Debo Samuel, 3 catches, 11 targets.
But here comes their saving grace, Brandon Staley.
Let's go.
You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. Be sure to stream us on Tune 365, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. While we're back, I just thought you guys were having an interesting conversation. Evan, please tell us, why do you play? You said you like Madden 23 over 24.
Oh, yeah.
For
context, I want to explain this first, just because it's a crazy concept. He says he owns Madden 24, the newest one.
Right.
Yeah, but he deleted it in order to play for the older game. That's the context, and let's hear why.
I just think the passing's better. I like how in 23 you can actually control where you put the ball. I feel like
you can do that in 24 too.
You totally can in 24.
It's different because if I have, I feel like in 24 it's more based on the route than where you put the ball. In 23 I can put the ball almost anywhere I want.
It probably should be based on the route a little bit.
Well, right? The quarterback's not throwing the route; he's throwing to the person.
Do what?
I don't know. If,
like, I don't know.
No.
Sounds
if,
like a Tua fan.
If I have someone who's wide open and I want to lead them off their route, I want to be able to put them like on a comeback.
You can't just change a streak to a comeback without it being a comeback.
Well, you can in Madden 23. I'm saying you can lead them back towards the sideline and back towards the ball.
I can do that in 24.
Come off the route. I couldn't do it in 24.
I know there's different passing settings.
Skill issue.
If you use the passing, if you use the, what is it? It's just power and placement. That's the one that I use. I don't mess with like the accuracy.
I play classic.
One. You play classic.
I play classic too. That's probably what my problem came from.
I do the power and accuracy. I think it's power and accuracy, something along those lines.
A little circle that tells you where.
I do the accuracy one where I can hold the left trigger and then
the blue passes.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's how you get those clean like.
I love the playmaker throws, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
I've got
Tyreek in a franchise.
Wait, let me ask you real quick: have you guys, because you know it was highly advertised when this game came out, that diving X Factor throw? Have you guys gotten
that
yet?
I've never been able to trigger it. We probably spent an hour straight trying to do it when we first got the game, but we never got it.
Yeah, I've never seen it once, and I've had it like for months now.
It's probably for the best. But
actually, I'm very thankful that I remember
seeing it, and Josh Allen did it when only Patrick Mahomes did it like once. And so I saw Josh Allen doing it in like the trailer. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so broken. I haven't seen it yet. I don't even know if it's in the game. They just had it for that one trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of happy for it.
They just told us it's possible and they just left it there.
Speaking of
we're
Madden,
not gonna tell you when.
What are they gonna do this year with Madden? I guess 25, since they did the 25 for the 25th anniversary.
Dude, I've been thinking about this for a decade.
What are they gonna do?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think they're honestly just going to go with Madden 25.
Just do it again.
Gonna, yeah, because I mean,
just be that lazy again.
Because games are doing. I mean, Call of Duty made Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and they didn't like say remaster. They just made another game, and they left it up for us to, you know, put it together. Which one's old? Which one's?
I think it's gonna be Madden 25. Because remember, it was Madden NFL 25.
Is that the difference maker?
They might see. So I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's still Madden NFL 24 right now.
But no one says. But no one says NFL.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Yeah. No one says NFL.
Oh, this is like Bernstein Bears, Mandela effect moment for me.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do you guys? You know what that is, like the Mandela effect.
Who?
Yeah, I know.
I know
the
who
Mandela
Nelson Mandela
effect.
Is. Oh. But I also know the Mandela effect.
Who, okay. Making sure. I figured you guys know who Mandela was, but
yes.
The effect is what my question. Okay, yeah. You're right. It does say NFL. That's interesting. I just.
It'd be funny if the NFL decided to take their brand out of the Madden game after 25. Like, you know what? Let's not have a Madden NFL 25. Let's make less money and He's let's like, go Madden 17 this time.
The head director's like, guys, hear me out. I got an idea.
I got an idea.
Let's lose the NFL.
Yeah, I'm silent.
Well, yeah. Getting back to some more NFL news. Well, I guess it is NFL news. Well, just real quick, your thoughts on the NCAA video game? I know Connor, me and Connor talked about it on our new show, The Crimson Case, which airs on Fridays from 12:15 to 2.
Definitely check that out.
Nice.
If you get a chance. Tanner, you'll be our guest this week.
I sure will.
No matter if you get a chance or not, you better
just do
tune
it.
In.
Just tune in. Drop everything. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Just take some time to listen to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, though, your thoughts on this NCAA game?
Oh, dude, I can't wait. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's coming out this summer.
In June.
Ideally, I will be sleeping on my brother's couch in Dallas with hopefully with an internship that I'm trying to get. But if that's the case, every night during the week, I will be going to work, coming back, playing college football, going to sleep, going to work, coming back, playing college football. You get the point.
Sleepy repeat, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to rebuild Georgia Tech into its previous
Georgia
dominance.
Tech.
I grew up a Tech fan, man. Which also
that
explains
makes sense. Calvin Johnson, right?
I just thought the jerseys were cool when I was like six.
The triple option.
When we moved to Georgia, I thought the jerseys were sick. And also, yeah.
Where'd
also
you
shout out Paul
from
Johnson
Georgia from
North Carolina.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
makes sense.
But yeah, I.
Where were
I
you
can't
born
wait for that game? I was born in Atlanta.
Your Social Security.
What?
No, I was kidding.
No, I was born in Atlanta. Moved to North Carolina until I was like eight, and then I moved back.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a similar story. I grew up, I was born in Rhode Island, and then...
Rhode Island, really? Wow.
Yeah, I know. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Don't know what's going on.
Never seen
there.
The homeland, man.
No, God. I don't know what's going on up there, but I hear nice things about it.
Hear nice things about Rhode Island.
Maybe I'll go back one day. I'll check it out.
What about you, Evan?
I was born in England.
Wait,
really?
What?
Like in Heath, England. Yeah, I had a British accent until I was about 10.
Are you serious?
Dude, and now he's got an Alabama accent, dude.
Wait,
that's insane.
Wait, hold on.
How have you never told
us
this?
Please explain.
Military family, obviously, so.
I need you to slip back into that accent a little bit, too, while you're telling this story.
Oh, I completely lost it. But
I don't believe you, but
so
keep going.
All my family's from Miami, hence the Dolphins and everything, but born in England. My brother was born in Illinois. And then when I was 5, we moved to Hawaii. And then moved back to Miami for a little bit. And then from Miami to Vegas, Vegas to Germany, Germany to Alabama, Alabama, Tennessee, and now back here.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So you've been...
He's been around the block.
I've been around.
So, like...
Wait, time out. So real quick.
Yeah.
You called... In my mind, Hawaii is Hawaii, but you called it Hawaii, right? Because that's... I believe it's how it's actually said.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was just going to say, like, that's how you tell that some, like, you actually live there by calling it Hawaii and not Hawaii, because I've heard...
I'm not sure, because I've seen Hawaiian, like, TikTokers and stuff. There's this one I remember, and she would always say Hawaii, which I don't know if she was just playing it up, but...
Sorry, just the way
that one got Jalen, dude.
It does bother me a little
gosh.
Bit when people try
that.
Too hard about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hawaii...
But, wow. Yeah, I always grew up saying Hawaii.
Dude, that is so... And you had an English accent until you were 10?
Let me ask you, does it, like, occasionally slip out, that accent? Like,
is there a word?
No, I feel like my accent kind of develops where I'm at. So, I've had a southern accent. Well,
maybe you
I mean, the way I talk
now.
Right now for probably the last 5 years. But whenever I go back to Miami, I'll pick up that little Cuban flair. I got a little bit of Cuban in me, too, by the way. And then,
there you go. dude, we are learning so much about Evan tonight.
This is
awesome.
This is groundbreaking.
So I have a variety of accents. I'm like a melting pot.
You may be the most well-traveled person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pretty good odds.
So what's, like, out of all the places you've been to and visited culturally, what's been, like, the most, like, eye-opening for you?
the most eye-opening?
Yeah.
England.
Honestly, probably some places in America. Just, like, it's very – it's crazy seeing how different each state is.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, going from Alabama to Tennessee, I can pass through so many towns. And my friend who's not been in the South at all, he grew up mainly in Germany and's lived in Tennessee recently – even him coming to Alabama and, like, looking at it from an outsider's perspective, I was like, wow, this is really how people live. And it's like, no, not in a bad way.
We are on Alabama, like, radio live, so this is really people live.
It's just completely different from where we lived, where it's a more industrial and, like, everything's kind of polished to where here it's, like, very rural and just... I like it. I like it a lot, but it's definitely less. I don't know.
It's not like coming from Richmond, you know, Virginia. It's very. I know what you're saying. Like the nightlife, the city life.
Yeah.
Everything's going on, like, pretty much. Whereas when I travel back down here, oh, I know I'm in Alabama
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all the lights go out, and you can't really see 100 yards down the freeway or anything.
Yeah.
I like it, but it's different from other places, that's
and
for sure.
There's a train that literally decides what you're gonna do for your day.
I was coming back from Montgomery, Alabama, to here a couple weeks ago, and I thought I was tripping. I saw, like, I was going down a state road, and all I saw were hundreds of lights, and I thought I was, like, looking over a lake at a humongous city, and it was just a train, and it threw me off so bad.
That's really funny.
A lake was a train?
I guess so.
They had
a
whole bunch of lights coming off in the windows.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's funny.
Well, that's interesting. Well, okay. Well, I feel like, I mean, like, I want to say something British, but I'm not going to do that.
That's probably
not
a good call.
I'm not going to do that. Right.
I feel like Evan's got dang near a more of a southern accent than I do. And I was born in Georgia, again, North Carolina for a little bit, also the South, and then pretty much North Georgia the rest of the way. But.
Yeah, you definitely have a little bit of an accent, but I don't think it's like.
I've been told I have a little bit, but I never think that I have one. I don't know.
1 minute, Evan. I don't think you have one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Do you think I have one? Some people tell me I have a northern accent, and I'm just like.
I don't know how to distinguish a northern accent from, like, especially like Virginia.
If I say, like, well, water, does that sound different to you?
Water? I don't know.
Water.
Maybe your A, your A is a little bit like then sound? Mine's like wah, you know what I mean? Wah. But yours is like water.
Hmm. See,
that's the difference.
The more you know. The more you know, the more you learn. But going back to some NFL news.
It became an American dialects show there for a second. But
we really dove in there.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, hey, credit to – I mean, hey, we had a – it was too interesting not to put any attention on it.
Yeah, dude, he lightly mentioned, oh, I was born in England. It's like, oh, my gosh.
We've been doing this show for, like, almost 8 months now.
We had no idea that
he
was
born
in
England.
Evan, bro.
What?
Yeah,
for the audience listening, Connor just came back. But he's just now finding out that Evan's from England.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
Really? Wow.
If I said so shocking.
I
don't know. He's got, like, honestly, anyone who has a southern accent for me, it's like, I mean, that's the main thing, because I think he has a legit southern accent. So to hear he was born in England is pretty crazy. But
that's what threw me off.
That's actually where the southern accent came from, was
because there's a root there,
the British,
and some of the vowels are still going on in the same way. That makes sense.
You kind of do look like you're from England.
No. All my heritage is from Florida.
No. Let's not go that far.
He did not let that fly.
He was like, let's not go that far.
That's awesome.
Oh, but yeah. No,
how's your beans and toast, Evan?
No. I lived on an American base the entire time. Thankfully. Sorry to any of the British people out there, but.
So getting back to some more NFL news, just to talk about it. Let's go ahead and just talk about one of the bigger things. There's a lot of rumors of Justin Jefferson being available for trade as officially.
Need.
Officially as of an hour ago.
Oh, really?
Their GM came out and said he's not going anywhere. But, you know,
make him a Panther.
But like we talked about, I would love for him to
make him a Panther.
So everybody's just going to be a Panther now?
I mean, hey, there's a great meme.
First of all,
what are y'all going to trade for
Justin
Jefferson?
You know how often this show comes back to Philly? I say make him a Panther once.
Give us Legarius Sneed.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Legarius Sneed was just franchise tagged, but they did say if they can't get a long-term contract done, he is available for trade.
I'm talking
about the Eagles and Legarius Sneed, but go on with
but it's not okay to talk about the Panthers, though.
Justin Jefferson, though?
to the Panthers.
What, are you going to trade 7 first-round picks?
Brian Burns or...
Oh, Brian Burns.
That could totally be a player for player
trade. He could be straight up a player in the trade.
Dude, I'm thinking about positional value. I understand Justin Jefferson is prolific and probably the best wide receiver in the league, which that's an argument that we have had before, which I kind of forgot about. But, I mean, dude, let's be real. The Panthers have, in terms of future capital, the Panthers have it. Didn't for this draft, obviously, you know, because for the first round. But, I mean, in terms of second, especially second and thirds for this year and also the next few years, Panthers have that 100%.
And they're definitely going to be good draft picks, so I guess... I guess Justin Jefferson.
Oh, I can't wait till Kellen Moore goes down in flames as the Philly OC, and we get to talk about that.
I can't wait till Canales gets fired halfway through the year, like Frank Reich, and
that one's a little bit more likely, unfortunately. But
unfortunately for your sake, yeah.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let's go ahead and move on to his quarterback, or former quarterback, should I say, Kirk Cousins. Looks like he's making some getting there. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that. He looks healthier, and also he just got gold girls today.
I did see that.
So he's feeling pretty good. He's looking pretty good. Let me ask you, do you think for the Vikings, do you think he's coming back? There's rumors of Sam Darnold, that the Vikings really like Sam Darnold as a rich quarterback next year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think Kirk is gone.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do think Kirk is gone. I think for me personally, I think what the difference is, the Vikings aren't going to give Kirk guaranteed money, and obviously someone coming off an ACL injury, you're not going to want to give guaranteed money. So I feel like that might be the issue there, whereas we know how financially – you know, stable Kirk is, and of course, like he cares about his money situation. So if he gets a fully guaranteed contract from a team like Atlanta or the Raiders, or honestly, I'm probably thinking the Patriots, if I'm being completely honest.
Wow. I think even with them having the second pick this year,
I think they might trade. I'm really on the Patriots trading down.
I don't think the Patriots are going to go for a guy like Kirk Cousins. I'm pretty sure they want a mobile quarterback.
Especially with a new head coach, too.
Maybe, possibly, but I'm just thinking, I just think this is to get pieces around. But you're right. The quarterback, like he said in his press conference, his first introductory press conference, he said, we're going to start with the most important position, obviously hinting at the quarterback position. But if I'm the Patriots, I would honestly trade back, get more assets, and I'm taking a guy like Spencer Rattler or Bo Nixon in the second or third round.
I was going to say that I think that...
you think Spencer Rattler's going in the second round?
I think he's going to be the second or late second.
I'm just asking. I don't really have an opinion.
I think he's a third. Yeah. But marginal.
But this is also a guy who was like number one coming out of high school in his class.
Yeah, number one. And then after his first 2 years in college, he was projected to either be a seventh round pick or undrafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, hey, there's.
But then he has balled out at
exactly.
South Carolina.
Everyone's journey is different. Look at Joe Burrow, for example. True. Arguably. I mean, you can say people want to. That's a great debate.
Joe Burrow also went first overall.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. But he wasn't, you know, he wasn't like highly ranked, and then he got benched for Ohio.
But I think the thing with Joe Burrow was that he didn't get the time.
Did he play at Ohio State? I don't think he played.
No, he didn't.
No, he never did.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, Spencer Rattler got the time, but how much time did he have when Caleb Williams is your backup? Like, hey, that guy.
He had a lot of time.
I'm saying, like, that Caleb Williams is breathing over your neck is not probably the most comforting thing.
That's probably true.
Didn't Spencer Rattler start the next game after Caleb Williams came in?
I don't think so, actually. I think Caleb Williams stayed in. Yeah. I think Caleb Williams stayed in.
I thought Spencer Rattler started against Texas, then Caleb Williams came in, brought him back and won. And then I thought Spencer Rattler played again, started again, and then Caleb Williams had to come back again. Caleb Williams started the third game.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Caleb Williams, I think they never looked back with Caleb Williams.
I thought that's how it went too, but we can find that out just real quick. But also, there is one more thing I wanted to mention.
Wait, I do want to...
Go ahead.
You talked about a press conference with the Patriots, but how about Raheem Morris coming out and saying, you know, if we had better quarterback play, I wouldn't be sitting at the podium right now. Like
they're fine on the quarterback.
He's
man.
Not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. But imagine Desmond Ridder just hearing that.
I'm gonna make two hot takes with you, just real quick. So
I want to hear him.
These are my hot takes. Early hot takes for the NFL draft. I think Chicago Bears do trade down to two. I think Caleb Williams is going to be a Commander. I think the Falcons, if they don't, if Justin Fields ends up with how things are looking like, Justin Fields' preferred team is the Steelers, and it's already been in negotiations where the Steelers want. To send the second round pick.
His preferred team is the Steelers.
Yeah, apparently.
Interesting.
So apparently they want to send the second round pick, but Chicago doesn't want that. They want their first round pick, which is, I think, like the 17th or 20th.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what they're negotiating around. Apparently that's what's taking it like contract wise, that's what's holding up the deal.
Interesting.
I think as soon as we get closer to the draft, of course, it's going to be a done deal. But if Fields goes to Pittsburgh, long story short, I think the Atlanta Falcons are drafting J.J. McCarthy.
Interesting.
Yep. You know how we were talking about Brock Purdy and like Kirk?
Mm-hmm.
J.J.? Raheem Morris? I could see it.
I think you said this is like when in the draft?
With the seven? Or whatever their pick is?
So you think J.J. is going in the top 10?
I just think there's too many. It's all about. I'm not saying that we know we had this argument.
Like, he's not top 10 like talent, but like since the needs.
Yeah, the demand is too high.
I would rather a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix, even though they're much older than J.J. McCarthy. But J.J. McCarthy didn't throw in college, really.
I think I'd take Nix over McCarthy.
We got to wait till the combine, because he is going to throw in the combine.
I think he's the only one throwing in the combine.
It seems like it, too. Yeah.
I know Caleb Everyone's and Drake both out. Said they're not.
They're throwing at the pro days.
I think everyone will throw at their pro days.
Yeah, everyone will throw
at their pro days. Which, honestly, I kind of get.
Yeah.
I get not wanting to throw at the combine that bad.
Is Bo throwing?
I don't know if Bo's throwing. I don't believe so.
I haven't heard anything.
The only thing I know is Drake May is not throwing. He's not throwing.
I know Drake and Caleb are not.
Right. I know Malik Nabers is doing the combine. He's running.
He is? I thought he wasn't.
I think he's running. I think he is running. He's going to participate. Because, I mean, like, Marvin Harrison isn't. If you want to make the case to try to beat Marvin Harrison, who's not participating in the pro day.
Go get a good 40.
Yeah, go run a 4.2. probably will help a lot. But other than that, that's probably – I'm just saying, like, I get your whole point of – I don't like – I'm not confident Bo Nix.
I really get it. He's improved since his Auburn days, for one. And again, I also think I would totally consider Penix over, especially, man, if you're at seven, you're picking somebody who you want to plug in and you think can push the ball down the field and, you know, be a leader for the team. For me, that's Penix over McCarthy. This is mainly picking at seven. I think the only reason you take McCarthy is because he is young and he has significant tools. He seems very coachable. I'm sure he will interview really well. But McCarthy is a super upside pick. I mean, he's not even like a super high-end athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. And especially because they do have a lot of defensive needs they do have to make up to.
Exactly. Last hot take for the draft. But I do think that Michael Penix could be a Viking. Especially if they move on from Kirk Cousins.
That's not bad, actually.
They know that offense is familiar with a quarterback who prefers the pocket over everything else. And also, we've seen what he can do with two good receivers.
Going back to your point with Justin Jefferson, I'm pretty sure I thought I heard Justin Jefferson, if Kirk is not back, then he wants out.
Which I wish would also make sense.
Yeah.
But
there's a whole lot of
stuff. The Vikings are in purgatory right now.
Yeah, they have a lot of needs, a lot of directions they could go into. A lot of players leaving, older players. Harrison Smith, I think he just retired, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's official.
Regardless, it'll be soon.
But I'm saying, like, it's winding down.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah. He sees it coming. I think the front office sees it coming, but that's all I meant. Just last thing, I think McCarthy.
He has yet to retire also.
Okay, so not officially, but as expected. But, yeah, I think, if you're thinking about going the way of Sam Darnold as your next quarterback with Justin Jefferson as your wide receiver one, I think you are in a lot of trouble. But
you said Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I mean, that's their interest right now.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens if they take a quarterback. But with that being said, we're going to go to a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some NFL rumors. You're listening to the Student Section NFL.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. Be sure to check us out on Tune365 apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. So, now that we're back, let's go ahead and get into our last part of NFL rumors. Connor, you just had some breaking news, actually.
I wouldn't say breaking news, but...
Well, we expected, yeah.
News just came out saying the Falcons are emerging as the number one trade option for Justin Fields. So I know we were just discussing that, but
Yeah.
If he ends up getting traded, I would love to see the offense with Justin Fields, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and I guess Mac Hollins. They need a second receiver. That's what they need. But, you know, if they want to target their top playmakers, that would be nice. I did see they just released Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith. I was actually about to bring that up. They just cut him. So that's a interesting
Maybe Kyle Pitts will get the ball.
Yeah, I'll say they can't throw it to him instead of Pitts anymore. So,
but they're probably bringing another guy or draft somebody.
Yeah, you think.
Actually, no, if you think about it, if they draft somebody, they're not going to throw him the ball. Probably. So,
I mean, you never know. The Falcons have shocked us time and time again with their choices on offense. But would it be too surprised? Another thing I wanted to bring up is just some of these trade targets, the trade rumors that you know have been floating out there. Daniel Hunter, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa. These are some names.
Joey Bosa.
Yeah, apparently. Really? There's just, you know, because Chargers have so much cap, like are so much like the Saints. They're just such a cap situation.
Yeah.
That they have to like start cutting and trading pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some few interesting names to watch. Are there any out of any of those names, or is there someone that you think could make a real difference to a team?
I think all of them, really. Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack.
But what team? Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Like, what team would you like to see them?
Ooh, there's a couple. I would really like to see Khalil Mack, honestly, back on the Raiders with Max Crosby.
That would be a fun matchup.
I know Chandler Jones signed with the Raiders before he went AWOL.
Yeah, we don't have to. I feel like he should not. We shouldn't even mention.
Probably shouldn't speculate on it. AWOL is just an awesome word to use right there. That's all.
We just know his social media presence has been
a little hectic.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
AWOL. Like, I would like to see another.
He's doing podcasts with Antonio Brown, and that's like, we can just say that.
Yeah.
That's
a fact.
We're not going to say what it is.
CTESPES.
We are going to say what it is. Never mind.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
But I would like to see another pass rusher next to Max Crosby, like we were supposed to see with Chandler Jones. So I would like to see that. There's a bunch of teams that I feel like that need edge rushers. I would like to see an edge rusher on the Panthers.
That'd be nice.
Next to Brian Burns. Okay, if you keep Brian Burns.
True.
That'll be good. You know, you had Brian Burns and Hassan Reddick at one point, but let him walk.
I think the Commanders.
You're about to let him walk again, aren't you?
No, he actually. That was. They came out and said that he wants to be in Philly.
Really?
It was another rumor that.
That's objectively true, though. I really wish we kept Hassan Reddick. But what are you going to do?
I think they're going to get an extension done. That's what they're saying.
It's pretty much what they were doing with Darius Slay. Like, hey, well, I want to be paid this much. And they're like, okay, yeah. You go test the market, guy. And so he goes to the Ravens and he tests the market. He's like, I guess it's I'm going over here. And then, Gardner leaves.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, we'll give you a little bit more money, but not with the money you're asking
That's
for.
Not what happened.
Isn't what
That was with James Bradbury.
I'm talking about Darius Slay got the offer from the Ravens.
He got the offer from the Ravens, but it wasn't because of C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It was because of James Bradbury.
Yeah, so they had Darius Slay, and they were trying to lock up Darius Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. was like, no, I don't like this deal. So he was like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
Goodbye. We're going to pay Bald Berry.
But basically what I'm saying, but that's when they told Darius to go test the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what essentially what Hassan Reddick, they're doing with Hassan Reddick now. Like, go test the market, and then he's going to be back.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an extension done.
Yeah, which would actually help the Eagles cap room, if anything, right? Doesn't it free up? I think it frees up like I want to say 10.
Well, I know they do an extension; they can like backload it or something like they usually do, and create a lot more cap space.
Right.
Yeah.
But with that being said, who knows what they're going to do? So I'm so excited to see what the Eagles. I love draft time; is my favorite time of
the off season. Awesome. Yeah, it's so much fun.
I love the draft time. But with that being said, I'm trying to think if there's any more. Like Derrick Henry, he's still out there, notable free agents.
Right.
Not too much.
Recently, Xavien Howard sadly left the Dolphins. So
Xavien Howard, an agent corner.
A team that I would like to see get a good vet edge rusher like you were talking about is the Falcons.
Yeah.
Those guys need an edge rusher like they need to breathe.
Oh, they could get Joey Bosa instead of drafting like Dallas Turner.
What I'm saying. Yeah. If you could get somebody, get a vet in free agency and, you know, take a high-end physical guy down the line, I think that would be a pretty good move for him. But they need impact.
But we haven't talked about – we haven't mentioned all the running backs that haven't gotten franchise tagged. So
that's true.
Saquon Barkley will be a free agent. Derrick Henry will be a free agent. Tony Pollard will be a free agent.
Austin Eckler.
Well, Austin Eckler might be out the league if he can't run a 40 faster than 5.5.
I would love to see an Austin Eckler 40-yard dash. I would be so curious.
No, one thing that just goes through my mind. I know I was showing Tanner this earlier, but yeah. Austin Eckler getting to the outside against the Packers, and he couldn't outrun like D linemen.
Guy was jogging.
It was. It's sad to watch because he was up at the top. He was probably. I know a few years ago he was the best fantasy football running back. Just
probably 2 years in a row.
Just the way he could catch the ball and, you know, the touchdowns.
But his role in the offense was, yeah, significant. There was just nobody else there in the running back room. I mean, who's the, Likely something?
Isaiah Likely?
Isaiah Likely was the first thought that came to my head, yeah. But I've made that mistake before. But it was, I can't remember off the top of my head, but, And again, it's that guy wasn't even that great, and people were kind of.
I thought it was like Chad Kelly. Not Chad Kelly, but it was like something Kelly.
Yeah, it's something Kelly.
Ryan Kelly, maybe?
I don't think it's Ryan Kelly.
Joshua Kelly.
Joshua Kelly.
Ryan Kelly's like a center.
They have Isaiah Spiller.
I guess so.
I'm looking at the depth chart. It's Austin Eckler, Joshua Kelly, Isaiah Spiller.
Isaiah Spiller is, I think, what was in my head. Because Isaiah, I think, is where I was coming from.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, Joshua Kelly was their backup, but then Isaiah started coming on.
Yeah.
And then they started.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, in terms of other news around the league, just to wrap up the show pretty much, defensive tackle Justin Madubuike is likely to receive the franchise tag for the Ravens. They, you know, I guess they're keeping him. The tag is going to be estimated about $22.1 million, so that kind of helps keep their defensive line intact.
Right.
The Panthers, like we had mentioned earlier, linebacker Brian Burns, they hope to agree on a deal closer to draft time. For the Browns, quarterback Deshaun Watson, who's recovering from surgery to repair a broken bone in his throwing shoulder, will begin throwing next month. Broncos, pretty much working on Pat Surtain extension. Any other big news? Shaq Barrett's being released by the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Right.
Really? I did not see that.
Yeah.
So another
great pass edge rusher.
Yeah. So, you know, if this is if you're a team that doesn't want to draft or like wants to go the offensive route, I think you still have a good chance.
The free agency class this year is very strong and the draft is so deep. So, I feel like
which is rare.
Yeah, it's very rare, and I think a lot of teams can get a lot better and a lot of teams can get a lot worse.
I agree.
It's going to be a fun offseason.
No, I agree.
I can't wait for March 13th.
That was like a trailer for it.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of teams can get better. A lot of teams can get worse.
I was going to just end it and go to like, you know.
Leave the show on that. That would be cool.
But, yeah, well, missed opportunity. Sorry, Connor.
It's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you want to give it another shot to close out the show?
This is it. This is the outro. Now, don't mess it up.
Last time I did an outro, you just ended it off dead air. I said, get your groove on. You just cut it. Done. So let's not do that.
Get your groove on.
So a lot of teams can get a lot better.
It was probably
a lot of teams can get a lot. You know what?
Golly, Jalen, what are we doing? Outro the show.
I didn't know.
Thank you for joining us.
You're listening to the Student Section NFL.